It took Jeff Bennett less than a minute to drive his son to school last year. On this morning, it took him 25 minutes.
I live just at the end of this street.
On the way to pick his son up in the afternoon, Bennett prepared to hunker down in his 95 Civic and brought a book.
I mean, you see I'm parked, the engine off, and school's getting ready to release here in about 10 minutes. It's crazy.
There's a line of at least 100 cars snaking out of the parking lot at Franklin Township Middle School East, and Bennett is stuck in it. It's the first day of classes here, and also the first day the district's school buses were no longer free to Franklin Township students. A levy failed in the district last May, so school officials announced families would have to pay between $40 and $50 per student each month to ride the bus. Either that, or get their own ride.
It's like we're starting.
In the past, property tax revenues covered the cost of busing students, but district officials say a statewide cap on property taxes voters added to the Constitution in November has hit Franklin Township schools hard. Property tax revenues to the district dropped 36% this year. State Superintendent Tony Bennett has praised the caps as forcing districts to budget based on their revenues, not their expenses. In other words, to do more with less.
Do more with less is to not provide transportation. That's what that means to us.
Franklin Township Superintendent Walter Burke says his district is an unintended victim of the tax caps.
When we have to cut services and cut programs and cut stuff, transportation has been our victim. So that's what we're doing. We're balancing our budget right now. And it's horrible.
And if Burke sounds angry to you...
I am angry. We lost $16 million.
Marion County officials say the county's 11 school districts lost a combined $66 million in revenue because of the tax caps. Now schools are offsetting that loss by doing everything from passing levies to cutting lawn service and putting off building repairs.
We're now seeing the leading edge of those districts most severely impacted.
John Ellis is the executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. He worries cuts to maintenance and transportation are just the beginning.
You'll see it in direct instructional services down the road if something doesn't happen to look at least how to deal first with the debt that was on the record before the tax caps ever came along.
Debt. That's the deeper issue here, Ellis says. It's why districts who've grown the most are likely to take the biggest hit. Fast-growing districts, like Franklin Township, have to take on more debt to build more schools. With a large debt load, these districts then have to pay down, and less money coming in, schools have less financial wiggle room. In Franklin Township, that's meant cuts to transportation because Burke says he wants to keep the cuts out of the classroom.
We'll continue to offer a top-notch quality education to every child who manages to get to school every day.
Burke hopes the district's funding situation changes, but he's not sure he can count on that, not from the state anyway. After all, the property tax caps passed with a 70% statewide majority last November. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.